Okay, so for tonight we're continuing on Siman Kuf Nun Daled, page 83. So last time we left off, we learned. Let's run through it very quickly. So v'tosh bala manichan also v'kli cheres v'gon zeh also v'kever tamal chacham afilo einu shon halachos v'lo shemesh katamay chachamim. That if you have a Sefer Torah, again, we were talking about the different levels of things that we call, for lack of a better term, Shemos. So the highest level is something that's Kadosh, and underneath that is what we're discussing as a Tashmish Kedusha, something that's used for Kedusha. So in other words, like we have Sefer Torah's Kadosh. We have the Sefer Torah cover, which is a Tashmish Kedusha. So here we're talking about that you have something on this highest level. You have a Sefer Torah. You have a Sefer Torah, which now is unusable, as we discussed before. So the Mechaber says, so you put it into a pottery container, and you put in Geniza, you store it away in the cavern, the grave of a Talmud Chacham. Now, it doesn't have to be a big Talmud Chacham, so we discussed that last time. Mishbura says, as I think also we mentioned last time, the reason why you put it in a Kli Cheres, in something earthenware, is Shehelokim, so that it is protected. It's protected. And we discussed also last time before we broke the idea of Chasron can't burn any of these things. And so so Mechaber is saying that the way we take care of these things is we bury them. We bury them. Now, the Mishnah Brura, Ber Halacha says, that we see in Dalet, in the previous halacha, that you can also use the cover of a Sefer Torah for shrouds for somebody who passed away as a Meis Mitzvah. So the Ber Halacha points out, the Mechaber says, we all know we have to be very careful with every word. Yecholim la'asos mehem. You could. Sounds like, you know, you don't have to. There's no obligation to do such a thing. And also the Mishnah Berurah says, in our halacha, the Mechaber says, v'gomzin oso, which means you put in geniza, it sounds like you don't have to. You don't have to. So in other words, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha says this, that there's no, the Mishnah Berurah says, excuse me, the other way, that seems from this halacha that it is an obligation, but not necessarily to put in the ground. So that's the issue. The question that we left with is this the only way that you could do it? Is this the only way that we take care of what we call shemos? So it happens to be that many poskim, Rav Moshe included, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, that you don't have to put it in the ground necessarily. Many poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan brings this down also, that you could put it in a secure place and not bury it, as long as it will be protected. It won't be. Some others bring down, it's brought down that if you can't put it in a cemetery or in a kever, so you could put it, bury it somewhere in the ground, somewhere else, like in your backyard, as long as you're sure that it won't be built on that area, it won't be plowed or planted in that area, or anything like that. It should not be done in that type of area. So that is what most people do. The Marsham brings down that you could put these things when you do bury them in a wooden container. It says the Mechaber was talking about in the Middle East where the ground is more acidic, has a lot of alkali in it. So therefore, we want to protect the Sefer Torah, even though it's a used Sefer Torah, so we use a pottery earthenware. But he says in other countries, like our countries, it's not like that. So you can use a wooden container, if you want to use that term. So again, as we go through the halachas, we'll see this more and more about how what we do with what we call shemos, especially Sefer Torah and things like that. We'll get into that in Meir Seshem a little more. Okay, because my schedule, we have to stop here tonight in carpool. So Meir Seshem will continue this next week, playing other.